Well, it certainly was a disappointing loss for us. We got off to a poor start, handling the ball offensively with 17 turnovers in the first half, and we're probably fortunate to be down only 7 at halftime. Showed a lot of courage, showed a lot of competitiveness to come back in the second half and actually take the lead. I think it was 72-70. We've got to do a much better job, obviously, defensively. But, you know, down the stretch, I want to say, in the second half, they had 13 points off of offensive rebounds. And from the foul line, we were 9-for-17 in the final 9 minutes, and they were 27-for-29 from the game. So, you know, offensively, they have a lot of weapons. Obviously, shooters, they can drive the ball. Very difficult to guard for us. But, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We've got to box out. And quite frankly, you just have to make free throws down the stretch. 7-for-19 is definitely not getting it done. You're talking, you know, they're a high major team and a good one at that. And your game has to be tight for 40 minutes to beat a team like that. So we have some loose ends to tighten up, and we'll do that. We did some good things. We'll continue to get better as a team.
When Jay said that he told his freshmen to expect the unexpected with a big fire and a crazy atmosphere, did Mark and your seniors tell the same thing to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm awfully ticked off when we lose a game. And, you know, all this talk about the Big Five game, to me this is just, the atmosphere is different for a Big Five game, but the game is just like any other game. We prepare every day, and, you know, so to me it wasn't a big deal. I like the environment, the atmosphere, but just not too happy with the loss right now, and I don't see it's a non-issue. Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of inexperienced players that are playing in a big game and against a high major team, and got some experience on the floor in an environment like this, and we'll grow from it. And we shot 58% from the floor and scored 89 points, and we didn't shoot free throws down the stretch, and we turned the ball over 25 times in the game. So, you know, from a defensive standpoint, we just have to do a better job. But, I mean, we did a lot of good things. I'm sure that will be shown on the tape when we watch it. We'll move on. Tomorrow's a new day.
Mark, you played in a lot of very low-scoring Big Five games. How different is this?
It's definitely a little bit different. Normally, in the Big Five, it is defensive-oriented, but this is kind of a shootout. But, I mean, to their credit, they played very well and made a lot of threes and made foul shots down the stretch.
Mark, do you see any defensive adjustments to you in particular that Villanova made from the first half to the second half?
Definitely. After I made those threes in the first half, I think they kind of denied the ball to me, from me a lot. It was tough to get open, and we were trying to run some plays to get open looks for me, but it's just pretty tough.
Mark, you just talked a little bit about the second chance opportunities that they had, especially it seemed like Shane Clark came in and got some weak side rebounds there in the second half. Really killed.
Yeah. It seemed like they came at difficult times, made a few pretty good defensive stands, and then the shot clock, deep into the shot clock, and we don't box out, and they get the offensive rebound. And, you know, more than just the offensive rebounds, the conversion of those offensive rebounds for 13 points in the second half. You know, you're talking a single-digit game, and they're converting 13 points off offensive rebounds. So they were backbreakers. They're a very difficult team to defend, and, you know, when you do a good job in a given possession, you have to finish it with a rebound.
Mark, do you think the team came out a little nervous with Jitter with some of the bad passes early in the first half?
I'd like to say no, but it sure looked like it. We were kind of throwing the ball all over the court, and it did look like we were a little bit nervous. And once we settled down a little bit, I think we got into a groove.
That was a concern coming into the game. They've played that 1-2-2 in every game we've seen on tape, and they've done a good job of not giving up easy opportunities while at the same time creating some turnovers in the course of a 40-minute game. We wanted to attack the score and not turn the ball over against the 1-2-2, and did a better job in the second half, but, you know, really hurt us in the first half.
Maybe seemed to take a bit of a knock in the second half.
No, I don't at this point, but we'll find out soon.